Let me know if you guys did not get the board packet that Twee sent on Friday. But I'm going to call our meeting to order on this June 18th of 2024. And the first item is approving the minutes from our last board meeting on June 4th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
Thanks, Josh.
I'll second.
Great. John, I'll take your second. Any friendly amendments, debate, discussion? All right. See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Hey, Josh.
Hi, John. Sorry, everything's kind of glitchy right now if I'm slow.
Yeah, no worries. All right. The minutes are approved. The next item on our agenda is approving the loan portfolio today. We have three loans at a little over $1.4 million. I move to approve our loan portfolio. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Josh. Rich, you want to walk us through what we are reviewing today?
I'd be happy to, Sarah. Thank you. The interesting part about loan number one is the land purchase for about a third of that loan amount that will be provided to a developer for a housing project in the town of Minocqua for seasonal, for up to 180 seasonal workers. Loan number three, the board approved a loan of about $570,000 last August to get this project started. I mean, I think that they had some cost overruns in the town of Fremont, so they need some additional money to finish up that fire hall and community center. Are there any questions?
Not from my end. Josh or John, any questions about the loans?
None for me either.
Okay. All right. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving our loan portfolio today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Hi, John.
The loans are approved, and there's no old business and no new business, so we'll go right into officer report. So, Rich, the chief financial officer report.
I have nothing for today, Sarah. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich. Tom, the executive secretary report.
Two small things. One of them, we did receive the 2024 payments from the Dane County Drainage Districts, including the fees and interest. And so we're closing the book on another fiscal year with no outstanding delinquent loans. And on a second, any questions on that point?
No, we want to make sure we keep that that record, Tom. So that's terrific.
There was no way that I was going to be the executive secretary for the first default in the history of that program. So
that echo that sentiment as a commissioner. So that's great.
Second point, we're continuing our work on evaluating different options for forest certification, and we expect to bring a recommendation to the board at one of the July board meetings. As I gave you a heads up before, for the last decade, we've been certified by FSC, Forest Stewardship Council, but the benefits that we expected out of that program have not materialized, whereas the costs and time and resources that have gone into that have risen dramatically. And so we still believe in getting some feedback on this review and audit of our the sustainability of our land management, but we're looking at other options, and we expect to bring our recommendation to the board, like I said, in July. And that's all I have for today.
Thank you, Tom. Any questions for Tom? Well, I will move into my report. I want to just update the commissioners that Tom, Rich, and I met with the UW folks yesterday, so Jay Rothman and a few members of his team, about the normal school fund. And We had a conversation just outlining, I think, a few things. One was just making sure we have a strong partnership when it comes to transparency and accountability as we provide these distributions to the university, knowing, you know, who are the students that they benefit and what are they doing in the world? And a very similar relationship that we have with the Common School Fund and our local librarians and media specialists. And so we had a really positive conversation around kind of what are some opportunities to further strengthen that. And then the kind of second piece was what is some work that we can continue to do to optimize the fund, knowing that the Normal School Fund is smaller than the Common School Fund. And in a place where the university needs all the funds that they can get to continue to provide excellent higher education, what are ways that we might be able to kind of further think through ways to kind of increase that distribution? So it was a good conversation. We also shared some positive news that this year we will be distributing from the Normal School Fund $1.6 million to the university. And that goes for merit scholars as well as to programs at Stevens Point and in conservation that really link well with our work in public lands. And so that's a 28% increase from last year. So great job to Rich and the team. And we are going to be doing a public announcement. We're thinking about maybe doing something in Stevens Point with the university likely next month. And we'll make sure that the commissioners are up to date on that and would love them to be present if they're around. But one of the things I know we're always trying to do is elevate the BCPL and the important work it does for our local communities and for the state. So we are thrilled about this great news of $1.6 million looking forward to continuing this path. So any questions from the commissioners about our meeting yesterday with the university?
None for me. Thanks for the update.
All right, well, then the last two items, the second one is any future agenda items. Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn our meeting today?
I so move.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any debate, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Hi, John.
The meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a wonderful week.
Take care.
Good day, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.